First time on a microphone. How we doing?
The universe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Highly Intelligent. I'm your host, Jared Martin, and today I'm joined by some very special guests.
Oh, shit.
We got the current Founders Champion for American Beatbox.
Oh, shit.
Napalm Neil Meadows, the legend himself. And on the other side of the table, we got Benjamin Thomas, the man who coordinated Bush Beatbox Battle, put it all together.
Ben Trayers.
Trayers? Not Thomas? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good. All right. No. I keep it like that for a reason.
Yeah. I see.
I'm gonna ninja that shit.
Okay, oh my God. We got Joe stepping in the studio right now.
Oh my goodness, did I barrel roll in here like a savage?
Yeah.
We should have those like LED, those lights, record mode. I'm sorry. Yeah. Bro.
You're chilling, bro.
Hey, I actually totally dig this guy.
What's up, big dog? I'm Joe. Hello. Pleased
How
to
you
meet
doing, brother?
You. I'm just hanging out.
I'm
in the room as like a dude. I don't think nobody knows why we're here or what we're here for, but we came in to support this beautiful niche. And
Ice?
This beautiful niche is family. I didn't realize how tight this community is, and like it inspired me deeply. So I ended up doing a partnership to bring in some mics, bring in some prizes, and like set up these studios in here to collaborate.
Wait, are you a tattoo guy?
Fuck no, I'm a music producer, but
I'm looking at the hat, sorry.
But my everything's a brand, right? So this is
correct.
My boy, the Butcher. And what we started doing was like taking this the talented people that we've seen, like, you know, an example was just the girl that left here, Hershey.
Oh,
she did some videos for Earthworks. I ended up getting her a mic. She did a video. It hit 1 million. Now she's able to monetize with them. And that's what I wanted to, like, I built an app for you. You're one of my top fucking 10 that I was like, yo, this guy can go crazy with it. I saw your energy. I saw your diversity in and out. I haven't talked to you. I've been wanting to talk to you. You saw it in my eyes. I'm like, leave him be. He's got shit. He's got shit. He's got shit. But, we spent... Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What's up?
I have something to show you after.
Yeah.
And it's a way that you can take back control over like your art and expand off of it.
All right.
You guys keep rocking. I'm in the room just living.
All right, sounds good.
Jump in whatever you want, man.
So I guess I'll start with Ben here. You want to talk about how you got into beatboxing and what made you want to put Bush together?
So, funny story, I actually got into beatboxing by watching reaction channels on YouTube.
Recently.
Within the past year.
Yeah.
So started watching.
Was it just like you were scrolling YouTube one day and discovered it? And
oh, no. So can I call him out?
Call him.
Call him.
All right. Cliff Beats.
All right.
Yeah. So Cliff Beats started reacting to YouTube videos off of like GBB from like years of past, like Codfish, D-Lo, the whole nine. And then as he started like reacting to people, I started following them on YouTube. Started following Napalm on YouTube, started watching all of his lives. And I was like, hey man, like if you're doing anything in Pittsburgh, let me know. I'm only 3.5 hours away. I'll drive up there, like, ain't no thing.
And you put together the Pittsburgh workshop. You want to talk about
that? Well, yeah. Actually, before that, I was performing at this random little hookah bar with this DJ that fucks with me in Pittsburgh. And I think I made a post about it or something. And I knew that you wanted to come out. And it was your brother's birthday, brother-in-law,
so
son-in-law.
It was my brother's son-in-law's bachelor party.
Yeah, something crazy like that. And he came to watch me at a hookah bar for his bachelor party. So.
Oh, wow.
So it was myself, my brother, my son-in-law, and my brother's future son-in-law for his bachelor party.
Yeah, random as fuck.
Yeah. That's...
But it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, probably like, excuse me, probably like a month after that, he hits me up. We're talking like a little bit just through Instagram a little bit, and he tells me like what he does for a job, and basically he wants to be able to put on a beatbox battle in Winchester, put on one of the best ones, so... I don't know, it kind of spoke to me. I felt a good energy from Ben from the start, and then we did the fucking Bush beatbox battle, came up with the name, invited some dope judges, got the world champion Alexinho out here, had Gene and Amit as judges, we had Vokoda as a judge, and also DJ Hershey, and they all killed their sets at a two-day event at the Brightbox Theater, and yeah, it was just fucking, it was fate. It was fucking dope.
Yeah, so what did it take to orchestrate the event? Like, what technical stuff went into it?
All right.
Not a bush.
So, I'm actually very fortunate because I sell beer for a living.
Yeah.
So, I have a lot of connects with, like, venues, you know, beer suppliers, things like that. So, like, I was able to, like, line the venue up pretty easily.
Now, pretty damn easily.
Huh?
Pretty damn easily. Honestly, Ben's the guy that just has a good relationship with everybody he meets, so... If he wants something done, he'll just do it for him. Yeah.
So, yeah. So then it was like just contacting like the suppliers and like, hey, I need y'all to show up, buy drinks for everybody, so show love.
What's the events and your affiliation with Bush? I've heard you tell me, but just for...
So I work for Virginia Eagle. Yeah. So we're an Anheuser-Busch distributorship.
I see.
So... Basically, all I had to do was call my local rep and say, hey, I'm going to use y'all's logo. And they're like, okay, that's fine.
Solid. Yeah. I mean, you put on a beatbox event sponsored by Bush, people are going to show up.
Fuck yeah.
So
I would show up.
Yeah.
And I threw it.
Yeah.
And like, dude, the shirts swag was dope.
Shirts were bomb.
Did you make them? Did you put them together?
No.
No, my wife did.
Oh, lady. Your wife did.
Yeah.
I see.
So my wife does like all my custom like gear, all that stuff. Like I've spent the past 8 years like putting together like a workshop for her so she can make cups, shirts, keychains, everything.
I see.
Stickers, the whole nine, like anything that I do, she can do all the swag for it.
I see. So
wow, that's huge.
Oh, yeah. I got the dream team.
Yo, that's amazing.
I've been married 24 years. And I married the most bomb woman ever.
Is it dope? The context of, like, I haven't seen any of the
stuff
you're talking about.
The swag is good.
Is it on point?
Oh, the swag is good.
So for dope. Future Bush events, what are you going to change?
More people.
More people.
More Bush.
More Bush.
That's about it.
Yeah, because really...
Do you think it went perfect?
The first one was...
It was dope. I mean...
Well, usually
I know
they
what
say,
beatbox events look like. You know how to get people fucking together and just trust each other, so it's pretty damn easy, to be honest.
So if you have more
people... It's
not
that complicated.
Is it going to be harder to do the same thing that you did with, like, the eliminations?
Yeah, longer. Which makes it, in turn, harder. Time is money, but fuck it.
Yeah, but like if it gets like too big, we could also do wild cards also.
And yeah, definitely.
Say, like top, you know, 36.
Yeah, 32.
32.
Yeah. But we had 44 for the first one that showed up.
Yeah, if we had 100 fucking people signing up for this shit, we would probably
have to narrow it down.
Do smaller eliminations. I don't know. There's always a way around that. Like, I've judged fucking events in China where there's literally 120 Chinese beatboxers back to back to back to back, just elimination, and that shit is not fun. It's OD.
I have a question.
Overload.
Are we supposed to be smoking? Do we have weeds in here? Or was I supposed to bring a rolled up doobie?
I mean,
if somebody has a cigarette, I would love a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. Does somebody have a cigarette?
No, we can't smoke in here because it's like sacred ground, but we can do.
We can start with the dope.
Cigar weed.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have a
carry me out.
So
this is my partner.
Puff my vape.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. Okay. So honestly, this is the first beatboxer I ever met.
Yep.
I see.
So when this is the first beatboxer you ever meet.
Oh yeah.
The standard is ridiculously high.
Yeah.
So when I started like getting into beatboxing, and I'm like, "Well, crap, the homie does this," and I'm like, "All right, he's been doing it for like 10, 15 years." I'm like, "All right, not a big deal." And then I'm like, I can't figure it out. Like, so when he beatboxes, like, I watch his mouth all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I still can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Never, what's the reply to that?
What do you do? So, let's talk about you, Nate Baum.
What up?
So, what made you want to come back and battle again? Because I know you've been the champ multiple times. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to win a battle at least once a year just to keep my edge up.
I see.
And yeah, when Jake approached me to judge, he mentioned the Founders Tournament, and he was like, we don't really want you to judge, and if you wanted to battle, that'd be fucking dope. We'd be cool with you battling. And honestly, I probably wouldn't have done it if Jake wouldn't have asked me, because it just wouldn't have, I don't know, I wouldn't have been that motivated, so... Yeah, shout out to Jake Rich from American Beatbox for really just telling me to do this shit.
What do you think of all the new talent coming up, being a grand champion?
Everybody's nice as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you a little worried about your title in future events?
I mean, I already was, but I mean, I proved that worry wrong.
Yeah, for quickly. Sure.
So fuck. I don't know, everybody's nice. And it's just, I've been seeing beatboxers around the world for years, so.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, that I'm not super impressed by the new talent here, because everybody's fucking amazing, but, like, literally I've seen beatboxers and all over Asia, all over Europe, and people from all over the world.
So it's hard to impress you nowadays. Is that what you're saying?
It's not really that it's hard to impress me. It's that I just know beatboxing so well that it's, like, when the new kids come up, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're doing that thing. It's really rare for somebody to actually create something that sticks and really, like... you know, hits people deep down for longevity, because you can be dope for one battle and people, you know, blow their mind, but then, you know, are you really trying to do shows, release music, or you keep people engaged with what it is that you're doing? So
what do you do to stay relevant? Do you like switch up your beats or like learn new sounds? Or
I mean, I just kind of keep on my grind all the time. Got my feet dipped in a couple pools too. I produce beats, I use the Loop Station a lot. In the past, like, couple years, I started trying to freestyle rap a little bit, but definitely not the nicest at that. But in the live streams, it's pretty damn good.
Pretty witty. Can't lie, it's damn dope. Like,
yeah, so, like, it's really, it can be weird and, I don't know, almost, like, cringy to just go, like, all in on beatbox 24/7 and just never get away from that. So, yeah, like, I like to balance myself out. Make music in different mediums to fucking, balance myself out. Because if I beatbox all day, every day, I'll blow a lip.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to make a record with you. 1,000%. I was hoping you said you were, like, Loop Station and you're in it already. So you have music out right now?
Yeah. Spotify.
How do we find it on, how do I find it?
Spotify, Apple Music. I got one complete beatbox album out, so it's just like every track is one take.
Can you give us your link tree after this? Like, and then, sick.
So, like, do you plan on making more beatbox albums, or is it just lips?
Yeah, definitely.
I see.
It's kind of interesting with the beatbox, like, fan base, because a lot of them are very battle heavy. So, like, if I released another beatbox album, because right now I just have one. But if I release another one and I, like, repeat a technique or something, people will be like, oh, that's not hype. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just overthink it, but I want to wait until I know I can fucking put out a banger. But until then, I mean, I know I have, like, so much other music. I'm really sitting on, like, over 100 tracks of just, like, different Ableton beats and Loop Station beats and shit. Just, like, between hip-hop, trap music, and, I got, like, tons of fucking tracks, and... beatboxing is my best for sure, so it's kind of hard for me to take everything else to the next level, because I know how dope my beatboxing is.
Definitely.
And I want everything to be up to that level, which is like the best.
Yeah. So
collaborating with the best. I think more collaboration of like what you can do with your cadence. Like, I just witnessed it on our first podcast. We took this gentleman into the studio. The girls were recording a track. I'm like, yo, you got something in your head. I see you, like, with your eyes, like, going in.
Yeah.
I'm like, spit it on the mic. And he did this fucking brilliant cadence, and it swung the song a whole nother way. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be a smash because we're like, it's organic, and it's that what a producer wants to do, but can't do it like on the spot like that, or even like, there's something so powerful about making records with the mouth.
Yeah.
We could resample shit after, but I see it clear as I've ever saw anything. And that's why I think it would be dope after this to go spit some shit down in the studio. I know you got a dip. You're leaving tonight, right?
No, I'm supposed to leave tomorrow.
Oh, dope. Yeah, let's do like a little Cypher vibe and see if we could turn it into some production like collaboration.
Yeah, dude.
You know? Where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Fucking Mario Lemieux. I remember now. Yeah, yes, dope. So I'm gonna shut up and then we're gonna get
Chilling,
time
bro.
In the studio. I wanna rock out in the studio for a minute.
So future Napalm, Dr. Nape. Do you think
the lube?
Dr. Nate, where do you see that going? Do you think you're going to put in some wild cards?
Explain that
first. Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, Napalm is a beatboxer. Dr. Nate is the alter ego Loop Station artist.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So do you think you're going to put in some wild cards for future Loop Station events?
I don't know. I'd love to use the Loop Station to make music, but like the idea of doing battles with them and having 3 minutes where you have to have absolutely nothing and like build your tracks perfectly, it's a completely different beast.
I see. So and what do you intend to use really the Loop Station for?
For fucking making dope beats and rapping on top of them, and that's about it.
Solid.
Like, dude, so like look at the ABC's 2022. You got 808 banded.
Yeah, I don't stand a chance against these fools because my style is not that at all. My style is
you're a solo beatboxer. On a blunt.
No, it's not just that. My Loop Station.
But, your Loop Station?
Oh, dude. When he does a Loop Station, so you got to watch his lives.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody, watch the lives. It's awesome. It's literally, he jumps on there. He either beatboxes or he jumps on the loop, and then he raps on top of the loop. And I'm telling you.
Yeah, just freestyle for like hours sometimes. And just go
2-3 hours at a time. It's amazing. He's like, I don't like that one. Let's create a whole other loop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you.
Hot beat, too.
If you don't watch it, you're missing out.
So, before we close this out, you want to drop a little something to impress these people?
Gotta brush those damn teeth.
He literally can't go all day.
No, I heard like that's three songs in there. Three songs inside of there.
Yeah.
So, Ben, closing thoughts, future of Bush?
So the future of Bush is really to really establish how events are supposed to be run.
I see.
So there's a hierarchy in my mind just because I'm a sales rep. So I'm a sales rep. So my job is to take care of my customer first. So judges are the first thing you buy.
Yep.
Customers are the next thing you buy.
Yep.
The venue is after that.
Yep.
And then you're literally at the bottom.
Yep.
If you take care of the judges, they want to come back. If you take care of the customers, they can't wait to come back. And the venue's happy because the judges and the customers are happy.
Yep.
They're signing you the next day.
Yeah, they'll give me an ozone fee.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Definitely.
But like, I worked at Bush.
I like what you said. Then you went in. You went right into the camera because this is a real thing.
Yeah.
And it is a real thing. Yeah, man. Because the artists need to be taken care of.
1,000%.
The judges need to be taken care of. People will stop beatboxing if they're not taken care of.
Nice.
We've seen some fantastic beatboxers retire over the years because they're not getting paid.
Yep.
Wow. What are you going to put all your time in for if you're not going to get what you're putting in? I mean, you're not going to see.
I mean, it's tough because the beatbox scene doesn't necessarily have millions of dollars flowing around.
Exactly.
Within beatbox battles, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So the people that don't quit are the ones that go outside the beatbox battles. I mean, some people don't stop just battling because they're really into that and just kind of their hobby.
Yeah.
But like people that want to beatbox for their lives that like think battling is the answer, it's definitely not, because you got to be very creative on how to make a living off
of it. Create a living off of it.
Just like any other musician, like you wouldn't make a living being a guitar battler. I mean, maybe they have nice prizes for some fucking guitar championships. I don't even know if they have that, but
yeah.
Probably not.
Well, it's the commercial brands that stand behind it. Like, that's where the money is. I think when you're growing,
sponsorship.
I deal with it every day managing artists, and it's like, if you don't put what your favorite thing is, like if you fuck with a specific clothing brand, collaborating with them, going and fucking doing some crazy ass shit that you do, wearing that shit and tag their ass and be like, all right, send me some more shit. And that's how we work with these artists, is like, brands in hands first, do something dope with it, and then demand the check. Be like, yo, I got you 1,000,000 views. Like, Hershey got 1,000,000 views for these shits.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm gonna ask for next time? They need some dough. They took care of her with the mics and the intro. That shit, you just gotta close right after that and go into the dough.
So, and that's the whole thing though. So, it's also about being very realistic on what is a long-term situation for things and what is a short-term situation.
Mm-hmm.
Go big too fast, fail.
Mm-hmm.
Grow a brand.
Grow a community. Grow out of a community.
So the community's here. We have a freaking dope-ass community on the East Coast. Like, honestly, like, I'm very new to the community, like, super new. But I love these guys, and I'll do anything for them regardless. But you take care of the community at a slow burn.
Mm.
Then you grow it. Go too big, too fast. Crash and fail.
It's like everything, NFTs, all of it. They're saying the truth.
I'm so glad you said NFTs.
All day. I studied it. I've been involved with tech for a long fucking time. And
so NFTs are kind of like the new like crypto. Like if you really think about it, from my age point, it's the new crypto, because the value is either there or it's not, but you have no idea where it's going to be.
It's based off utility though. It's all on the utility. So talking in this subject, I feel like, you know, currency is currency. But the value of these non-fungible tokens are an item. What comes with that item? Like I watched Bored Ape go from, you have layers of shit and you get inside the office, the back doors, the being able to call the right people, dinners with the right people, parties. Those types of shits, that's where the utility comes in. And it's been a study of mine for the last 2.5 years, like all over coast to coast.
So think about it. So like everything's every currency is based off of like tangible items.
Facts.
So the fact that like non-tangible items are now like the new like prize money of the whole nine, it makes it really hard for beatboxers to go, well, shit, I just won 300 this.
What are you going to do with it? You can't.
Now I can't do anything.
Yeah, you just have this NFT, like you can't cash it in for money unless someone wants to buy it.
But take the monetary sense right out.
Yeah.
Why? What is it? Like the NFT purpose is utility.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, so it's literally like something
what do you get?
You own.
What do you get? Yo, so if my boy had an NFT, it'd be like, yo, you get to go on live with me on a training program and fuck with me for an hour, and I fuck with you. That's utility, you know, back in the hands. That's why the 100%. Tech's built. That's why I put all my money into this tech. This tech and other techs, like eight technologies. I go crazy with it because this is the future. Education and being able to monetize independently. Got to have the power. Got to have the control.
You do. And that's the whole thing. That's why I like when I talk about like businesses, I say like start small and grow and like and do it the right way so that people feel like they're literally getting their value out of everything that you do.
I'm dying to prove some facets with this community. I'm the earliest in. I just got in. Like I just got like one wing in like a couple weeks ago. I've been on this. Like I took...
Oh, no. Oh, dude, I would love to sit and have like, conversations. Yeah, like.
Facts. What brought me into this, honestly, was Hershey and Inertia on a tour bus. So I was on this Rust tour where Katie and I were both on the Rust tour. Andrew was on the Rust tour.
Saw those stories.
You saw that? We took this bus after I had to deadhead it back to Nashville. And I drove it. And we stopped at five places. And we made a bunch of songs together. That's how they ended up like actually partnering up for Doubles was on our bus. The Unity bus, we called it.
Oh, wait. I saw those stories. Okay.
I deboed that bus and we went hard. And I'm like, the finish of this curation is coming to them now. And I got to witness so much. I got... You know, like Archie's been my boy forever. Jake was a new friend that just got, we're brothers now. And just like you said, it's early, but it's family. I got in a little altercation with like, not really an altercation. I'm a producer. I have emotions. I don't give a fuck about money, but I run off passion. And me and Galoosh got in a weird situation because we didn't speak the same language. And I realized how tight this is because we fixed it right away by communicating and we went in and you know it didn't evolve into like any dramatic arts. That's a good solid community that can just find a problem and
it's
talk
silly
it out.
Fast. So, like if you literally just say hey
here's what I'm thinking
that's literally they're like
it's real shit.
Okay.
I love that, and
it's super fast.
Mad respect for that, and that's what time it is.
We gotta close this out.
Yeah.
So, go check out Napalm if you haven't already.
Check it out, Napalm official on Instagram, Napalm on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, all that fun shit.
Ben, you got anything you want to plug?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Napalm official on Instagram. Not that I'm a fanboy or anything, but also look Bush Beatbox Battle. That's our baby.
It's our little event that we're trying to make
the
best
shit
ever.
Right now. And it's not going to hurt to have the, you know, founder's champ of 2022 as the partner.
Might have to wear my belt to that event, the next one.
Oh, bruh.
You got
and
it.
And just the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. No,
said yeah without processing.
So next year, so it's next June. It's the weekend before Father's Day. I think it's this year was the 10th.
All right, so it's a minute away. We might have to bring some crazy tech into it and some rinse, wash, repeat.
So I said, that. it's the weekend before Father's Day. It's Friday, Saturday. Saturday, open eliminations. You want to come? Check the website. You can sign up right there.
Winchester, Virginia.
Check it out. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You got anything you wanted to plug before we get out of here?
I don't. The only thing I want to plug is saying how blessed I am to witness some amazing, talented people that are out of this world crazy. And, like, stuff that I don't. There's no words. You have to experience it. And I would have never did that if... I didn't feel such a pull. I felt a pull so much so that my young squire, we demoted him to young squire for a second, but he got it back. He's knighted again, but he put gasoline in my diesel truck, and I had to rent a whip and drive from Atlanta because I had all these people with me. And I came, and I feel the pull why. This is a very important community, and there's a big purpose of why we came together, and I'm so excited for the future.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah.
That's some real shit.
This community is actually different than any other community you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because they always try to help each other. And I'm sorry, but name another community that's like that. everybody tries to help.
Yo, yo.
If we walk out and I go,
yo, yo, like, community is dope. Hey, shout out to the yo, yo community.
Shout out to the yo, yo community.
Life is like a yo-yo.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and watching wherever you are. This has been Highly Intelligent with Napalm, Ben, and Joe. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next episode.